There you go. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and thank you all for being here with us today. First item on the agenda is the agenda.
I have no changes to the agenda as published, Madam Chair. I do have an update, though, for anyone who is here for conditional use number 2546 for James Mershon. That was not included in the agenda for today's meeting, and it is noted at the end of the agenda that it was not included because the applicant has requested that it be re-noticed for a future date. Staff will send out all new notification for that once a new date is selected. So,
okay. Thank you. Thank you. I get a motion to approve the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda as shown. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes, which we did not have any for this session. So we're moving on to other business. And the first item is Revelation Craft Brewing Company.
This is a revised final site plan for Revelation Craft Brewing Company for an existing site to be used as a craft brewery. The existing building is a non-conforming structure and will be renovated as a tenant fit-out. A building in the rear will be raised and additional parking spaces are being added. The parcel is comprised of 13,316 square feet, more or less, and is located at the intersection of Rehoboth Avenue Extended, Route 1A, and Church Street, Sussex County Road 14A. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13.20, Parcel 46. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, if I may, we have a last-minute update on this. We've learned from the applicant's engineer, who is present this afternoon if you have questions, that there are updates to the parking spaces shown on the plan. Based on conversations with DelDOT, it would appear that we may be losing some spaces in the front of the property due to discussions with DelDOT. This is very recent information. We've only found out this afternoon. The applicant's engineer is present if you have questions.
I think it would be good for us to hear from the engineer about the parking situation, and I think we also need to be sure that those parking spaces aren't going to be consumed by a tent for events in the future.
Agree. Okay, so if the engineer would like to come up, I'm not sure who that is. Okay. Shed some light on these most recent changes for us, that would be great.
And by the way, just to be clear, I've enjoyed going to Revelation in the past. I hope to go again in the future.
You just want to be able to park when you get there.
But I would like you to have parking, you know, the facility.
Is that a conflict of interest?
I don't think it quite warrants that.
Good afternoon. My name is Roger Gross. I'm a professional engineer with Mearstone Consultant. So when we originally submitted the plan, the existing site condition has five spaces out front that are being utilized. So we included them in our parking calculation. So if you look at the site plan under review today, I believe we show 20 parking spaces available and 16 required based off the square footage of patron area that is anticipated with the project. So part of final approval is getting DelDOT approval. So we submitted a letter of no contention, a LONC request to DelDOT, and we just got their review back today. So what has changed is because a portion of the five existing spaces are within the public right of way, they want us to eliminate those spaces. So that puts us. They also, one of the other comments they had, and the only other comment they had was, they didn't like where the location of the striping for the handicap space was, so we're gonna relocate that to the back. So if you do the quick math, we're gonna end up being two spaces short of what's required and shown on the plan. So obviously, if we would have known this ahead of time, we would have sent a letter of request for a waiver, a parking waiver, which we think is applicable based on the site's location, and our applicant obviously has experience with a similar facility next to the trail, and predominantly most of the patronage is going to be either walk-ins from the trail or just people walking in Rehoboth or bicyclists. So we would think that a parking waiver would be appropriate in this respect. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Okay, so what's the total number of spaces that you'll have now?
I believe it'll be 14, because we're going to lose five. We're going to lose six. We have one stripe for a handicap out front. That'll have to go to the back. So I believe we'll end up with 14. And based off the patronage rationale and the current site plan, we need 16.
The entrance is going to be shared with the hotel that's adjacent?
No.
No?
It's got its own entrance.
You have your own entrance. Okay.
So I'm not seeing where, I see the 10 in the back. But do we have a revised? No, we don't have a revised plan.
We don't have a, they just got the input.
Maybe we need to defer it until we get a revised plan.
So why don't we get a revised plan that includes the updates for the parking? And we'll defer this until that comes in.
Okay, and we'll probably submit a written request for a waiver on that parking. And just for the commission's benefit, you know, obviously we could sit back and rework the numbers to make the parking work, but we feel this is a location that would be appropriate for a parking waiver.
What are the thoughts of the other commissioners?
I agree to defer, honestly, for now.
Yep, I agree.
Okay. I agree as well. I do think that it's worth mentioning. I think you do get a lot of foot traffic from, or traffic without cars from the trails and such. So it may be appropriate to have a parking waiver. I think we may have also used a different formula for Waypoint. We adopted what was typically used by the city of Rehoboth, if I remember correctly.
I barely remember. I think there was at least discussion on that.
Yeah. All right, if there's no other questions, then I move that we defer action. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming out.
Yep, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Second. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to defer action on Revelation Craft Brewing Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item on the agenda is 2018-18 Channel Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon Property. Request to amend voluntary wetlands buffer.
On January 14, 2026, the Department of Planning and Zoning received a request to amend a voluntary wetlands buffer for the Channel Point subdivision. Channel Point is a coastal area cluster subdivision consisting of 70 single-family lots, private roads, stormwater management, open space, sidewalks, and amenities to include in-ground pool, hot tub, fire pit, kayak launch, bocce lawn, pickleball, resort court, terrace, gardens, boat marina facility with 25 boat slips, bike racks, and other improvements. At their meeting of Thursday, February 17th, 2022, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the final subdivision for the development. Specifically, the applicant notes that the request is to amend a voluntary 20-foot non-tidal wetlands buffer as it relates to Lot 26 to accommodate a more consistent and functional building footprint that will allow for the construction of a single-family home that is compatible with the surrounding homes and the established architectural character and aesthetic of the community. The applicant further notes that with the revision, the development team has also increased the voluntary wetland buffer area adjacent to Lot 27, and that the revised configuration adds approximately 1,134 square feet to the voluntary non-tidal wetlands buffer while removing approximately 691 square feet in a separate location to the rear of Lot 26, resulting in a net increase of 443 square feet of buffer area. Staff notes that at the time of the original approval, the plans met the wetland buffer standards established at that time, which included no requirement for a non-tidal wetlands buffer and a 50-foot buffer from the mean high water line for tidal wetlands and tidal tributary streams. The plan note also notes that it was examined and approved by the Army Corps of Engineers through a jurisdictional determination. The commission last reviewed this information at their meeting of Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, where the request was deferred for further consideration. The tax parcels are District 533, Map 20, parcels 169, 170, and 171. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
Any questions? Comments?
I would just make one comment that I'm not sure how we get to this point. This lot configuration should have been figured out by the engineer when they were doing the whole big site plan, but that's just making a comment. So we don't have to go through this again.
Okay, I agree. So Madam Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the request to amend a voluntary wetlands buffer for 2018-18 Chenal Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon property.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the request to amend voluntary wetlands buffer for 2018-18 Chenal Point, formerly known as Bishop's Point and Cannon property. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item on the agenda is 2025-09 Lands of Fernandez Subdivision.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a 14.07 acre parcel of land into three single family lots, including residual lands, open space off a proposed 30-foot ingress egress easement. The preliminary subdivision plan for the development was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025, subject to six conditions of approval. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. The property is lying on the southwest side of Frankfort School Road, Sussex County Road 92, approximately 830 feet northwest of Shockley Town Road, Sussex County Road 375 in Frankfort, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 5, Parcel 7. The zoning is GR, General Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the final subdivision plan for 2025-09 Lands of Fernandez Subdivision.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve 2025-09 Lands of Fernandez Subdivision final subdivision plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2371, Georgetown Business Plaza, LLC, six-month time extension request.
On February 5th, 2026, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request for a six-month time extension for the establishment of a business park to include warehouses and office buildings within an agricultural residential district, AR1. The conditional use application, conditional use number 2371, Georgetown Business Plaza, LLC, was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, March 28, 2023, subject to 16 conditions of approval, and the change was adopted through Ordinance 2916. Under Chapter 115, Section 174 of the Code, approval of a conditional use shall be valid for a period of 3 years after the date of approval and therefore shall become null and void unless construction or use is substantially underway during the three-year period. On February 5th, 2026, the Planning and Zoning Department received both the initial request for extension letter as well as a copy of the anticipated project schedule demonstrating that approval of the use will be substantially underway within 6 months of the expiration of the current approval. The applicant's engineer notes that the applicant is currently working through several necessary items to move the project forward, including obtaining easements for the property, which requires additional time to complete the remaining pre-construction requirements and proceed in accordance with the approved plans. The applicant's engineers also indicated that all required agencies are prepared for final approvals, with the exception of DelDOT, as the project is currently finalizing necessary easement documentation associated with DelDOT requirements so that the project may be submitted for DelDOT final approval. Should the Planning and Zoning Commission recommend approval of the six-month time extension request, the application will be forwarded to the Sussex County Council for their final decision and approval of this request. If approved by the Sussex County Council in accordance with Chapter 99, Section 40C3 of the Sussex County Code, the applicant's expiration date will be extended 6 months from the previous approval deadline of March 28, 2026 to September 28, 2026. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 6, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
I just have a couple questions on that. Is there anybody's in the audience that can answer? Or do we just want to talk about our own? Or?
Is there anybody here that's representing this application if we have some questions? Is that okay to do that, Mr. Robertson?
Yeah,
okay. If you'd like to come up, please. I think there's several of us that have questions on this.
And just for the benefit of everybody, this is not a public hearing, so for the gentleman coming to the podium, it's not a chance to, you know, make a record. It's just a chance for the commission to ask questions. You know, and that obviously doesn't just go to this application. It's any of these old business items, or excuse me, other business items.
Okay, thank you. When this came across in 2022 and then obviously early 2023, and now we are starting, obviously 2026, we're just asking for that, you know, a 6 month period. Do we have a scheduled completion date for that already scheduled, or a deadline that you guys need to hit, or has that been talked about?
Good afternoon, Mike Lick, managing member of the Georgetown Plaza owner for the property. So to answer your question, we're finalizing a number of easements that were required of us through the DelDOT roadway improvements along Route 9. Unfortunately, there was over a dozen easements that were required of us. So those are what have extended us out quite a bit. Otherwise, all our other approvals are in place. The DelDOT plans have been approved. It's just a matter of securing the necessary easements for construction and permanent easements for the road widening. Our anticipation is to start construction this summer, and then the first building would be approximately a year out build.
Can you just explain a little bit the easements? Because the frontage is... I mean, it's 405 feet, and there's a PE and probably a timber construction easement. You know, like, just curious how DelDOT made it so complicated. If you could turn your microphone on, sorry.
Sorry, I thought I was pushing it. So we are required to get easements up to the Prettyman intersection, as well as, I would say, quite nearly a quarter mile going west.
So they're making you acquire easements from other property owners?
Yes, easements on both sides of the roadway and essentially to improve the existing drainage of the road.
Okay, that makes sense. I just couldn't figure out for the life of me that there'd be that many easements on your frontage, but.
Yeah, I agree with you, and after 3 years.
Do we have documentation of those requests from DelDOT, or do you have an updated project schedule or anything that would help us have some sense of, you know, sounds like you have a schedule worked out where you'll start construction within the next 6 months, but it would be nice to have something in the record other than just the commentary about what it is.
And then to that point, the drawing that is actually up there, that cul-de-sac that's shown, that's encroaching on the neighbor's property. So do you have something in writing from them that that's within their easement? The buffer area.
Yeah, so I don't believe this plan showing the residential subdivision, I don't believe was actually part of the conditional use. The conditional use was only for the two commercial properties in the front and the commercial with the, is it 7 buildings in the rear. It did not.
And I can assist, Madam Chair, sorry to interrupt. So we staff actually did speak to the applicant's team earlier about this in the week. So separately to today's consideration for the time extension request, we've actually flagged up that cul-de-sac. Because if you look at it and you zoom in on it, it's missing a buffer, and the buffer is required. So it couldn't be approved in its current configuration. So as a separate matter, staff are working on that to alight upon revisions. So.
So you'll look at that for part, as part of the final site plan review, that we wouldn't be seeing that again?
Correct. But I think it's the applicant's obviously here to hear that as well from, directly from the commission, that that's something they need to look at. So.
Correct. And this extension is for the conditional use, so they would still have to come back with their site plan. So we would still see it again.
But we're confident in the six-month extension that you're asking for, you're going to have it done. So we're not going to have to go through this again.
That's the goal.
Okay. Anybody have any other?
Yeah, just one question you have on here. You're working through several items, including easements. What are your other items that you're working through besides the easements then?
From an approval process, just the easements.
Okay. What's on this on here? So just wondering.
Mr. Collins, did you have anything else?
I think it would be good to have the documentation from DelDOT on the record just to support the six-month extension. Other than that, no.
Okay.
I agree with that. And honestly, the county council got to go in front of them anyway. They're going to want to hear about that too, you know, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, Madam Chair, I move that we defer the conditional use 2371 Georgetown Plaza, Georgetown Business Plaza LLC, for the six-month time extension request.
I second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2371 Georgetown Business Plaza LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on our agenda is S2605-22975 Lewis Georgetown Highway Telecommunications Tower, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 145-foot monopole telecommunications tower with the corresponding 4-foot lightning rod for a total height of 149 feet, a 4-foot by 7-foot generator, electric cabinet, underground conduit, 6-foot fence, and related site improvements. The project previously received a special use exception from the Board of Adjustment through BOA case number 13127 and was approved at their meeting of Monday, November 3rd, 2025, of which the findings of fact were approved on January 5th, 2026. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all findings of fact for the approved special use exception. The property is located on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway at 22975 Lewis Georgetown Highway in Georgetown, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 16, Parcel 12. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the conditional use, or excuse me, the preliminary site plan S-26-05-22975 Lewis Georgetown Highway Telecommunications Tower. But final approval by staff and agencies.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made to approve S2605-22975 Lewis Georgetown Highway Telecommunications Tower preliminary site plan with final by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item on our agenda is S25-75 Brian Rowe preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a landscaping business and other site improvements. The use as a landscaping business was approved by County Council via conditional use 2524, Ordinance 4001, at their meeting of Tuesday, June 17, 2025. The parcels are comprised of 5.41 acres, more or less, and are located on the south side of Lynch Road, Sussex County Road 387A, approximately 0.18 miles southeast of Lighthouse Road, Route 54. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcels are District 533, Map 17, Parcel 164.08 and 164.09. The zoning is AR1, Agriculture Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the preliminary site plan for site plan 25-75 Bryan Row with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve S25-75 Bryan Row preliminary site plan with final by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item is S18-43 Waste Management Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Waste Management of Delaware Inc. for a 1,500 square foot expansion to the existing 2,000 square foot garage on the site. The final site plan for the site was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of June 14, 2018, and included an office, garages, a truck maintenance facility, a vehicle fueling, parking, stormwater management, and commercial self-storage. The parcel is comprised of 12.16 acres, more or less, and is located on the northeast side of Trustin Pond Road, Sussex County Road 462, approximately 0.33 miles east of Sussex Highway Route 13. The preliminary plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 332, Map 2, Parcel 79. The zoning is C1 General Commercial District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions by anyone?
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the revised final site plan for S-18-43 Waste Management as a final by staff upon all approval.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve S18-43 Waste Management with final by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is Lands of DDF LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual land with access off of proposed 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot three will consist of 2.718 acres, more or less. Proposed lot four will consist of 2.897 acres, more or less. Proposed lot five will consist of 1.847 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will consist of 49.884 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northwest of Bakerfield Road, Sussex County Road 220, approximately 0.05 miles northeast of Coastal Highway Route 1. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 8, Parcel 21.05. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipts of all agency approvals.
Anyone have questions about this?
Mm-mm, thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, I move that we grant approval for Lands of DDF LLC minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The motion has been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for Lands of DDC LLC with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next up is Lands of Christopher T. and Sandra M. Kirk minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus the residual land with access off of a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one shall consist of 2.0346 acres, more or less, and the residual land shall consist of 8.973 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Myrie Branch Road, Sussex County Road 480A, approximately 0.58 mile east of Fire Tower Road, Sussex County Road 479. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 13, Parcel 22. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions?
Mm-mm, thank you.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Christopher T. and Sandra M. Kirk as a preliminary and final upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
You don't have the finals though, right?
We're still waiting on
Okay. All right, thank you. Just wanted to be clear. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the lands of Christopher T. and Sandra M. Kirk minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item is lands of Christian J. Ador minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot one shall consist of 0.750 acres more or less. Proposed lot two shall consist of 0.77 acres more or less. And the residual land shall contain 2.13 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the northeast side of Woodland Ferry Road, Sussex County Road 78, approximately 0.26 miles southeast of West Stein Highway, that's Route 20. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 11, Parcel 36.07. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Questions?
Yes, sir.
Madam Chair. I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 50-foot easement for the lands of Christian J. Ador.
With final by staff upon agency approvals?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded to approve lands of Christian J. Ador minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item is lands of Warren Monroe and David Rohrbaugh, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual land with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.75 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.76 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.98 acres. More or less, and the residual lands will consist of 1.01 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located west of Harbison Road, Route 5, approximately 342 feet south of Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 94. The zoning is medium residential, MR zoning district, and agricultural residential, AR1 zoning district. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plans are eligible for preliminary and final approval.
Any questions on this? Madam Chair, I move to approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement of lands of Warren Monroe and David Rohrbaugh. For preliminary and final approval.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the lands of Warren Monroe and David Rohrbaugh minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next item is lands of Absher Farms, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
A minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.75 acres more or less, and the residual land will contain 0.75 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located southeast of Discount Land Road, Sussex County Road 468, approximately 0.31 miles southwest of Taylor Mill Road, Sussex County Road 467. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 6, Parcel 54. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal. Staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions?
No.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan for proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of Absher Farms, LLC. With final approval by staff upon all agency approvals.
I'll second that.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to approve lands of Absher Farms, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Next up is lands of BB Properties, LLC, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual lands with access of a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one shall consist of 0.9314 acres more or less. Proposed lot two shall consist of 0.9314 acres more or less. And proposed lot three shall consist of 0.9314 acres more or less. And the residual lands, also lot four, shall consist of 0.9314 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of Cobbs Creek Road, Sussex County Road 494A, approximately 866 feet south of Old Sharptown Road, Sussex County Road 494. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 432, Map 5, Parcel 5.04. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off a proposed 30-foot easement for the lands of BB Properties, LLC, with final approval by staff upon all agency approvals. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve lands of BB Properties, LLC, for a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. Final item under other business is lands of, and I know I'm going to mess this up, Mode Box and Leonardo, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. I called it M&L in your absence.
Thank you.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of three lots plus the residual land with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress, egress, access easement. A waiver request letter has been submitted to reduce the width of the proposed easement to 27 feet from the 30 feet for a distance of 40 feet to accommodate the existing garage. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.861 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.861 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 0.861 acres more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 1.61 acres more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located southwest of College Chapel Road, Sussex County Road 280B, northwest of Quail Drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 62.07. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the commission desire to act favorably upon this proposal, staff are requesting that preliminary and final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
I think we deferred this last time, right? Because we wanted clarification around whether we could even approve it.
Right. So looking at the code, and it's 99-18J of the subdivision code, there is the ability to grant waivers, but what it says is the Sussex County engineer shall have in appropriate circumstances and upon a written finding for good cause the ability to grant administrative waivers from the requirements of the section, and the section deals with road rights-of-ways and things like that. So there is the opportunity to do a waiver, but unfortunately not at the commission level. Having said that, if you wanted to grant preliminary subject to review and possible action by the county engineering department, you could do that.
Okay. Anyone else have any other questions or concerns?
Sarah?
All right, so my motion is, as Mr. Robertson indicated, I move that we approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement with the requirement that before a final site plan is approved, the county engineer approves the variance.
Or the waiver.
Or the waiver for right the away. Right of way.
Would we also want some clarification on what that pavement width is? Because the easement width, it may not be commensurate with the pavement width. The pavement width could be smaller than that.
Yes, I kind of looked at that as all part of what county engineering would look at. But I think when you all transmit it up to them, make sure that's addressed.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that waiver requirement covered not just pavement, or not just right-of-ways, but also pavement and all the dimensional requirements for roads. So
the proposed motion would cover?
Yeah, I think that's
okay. Okay. Can I get a second?
A second.
Thank you. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Modevakche and Leonard with county engineering waiver for the right-of-way approval in place. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0.